This is Health First with Kathy Hart, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Rosemary Pierce, a holistic pharmacist, educator, and formulator. We've talked a lot about the different vitamins, minerals, herbs that help us with our skin and nails. What about our pH balance? Does it matter how alkaline or acidic we are as far as having healthy skin, hair, and nails?
Absolutely, Kathy. pH is one of my specialties, and the very first signs of when a person's pH is out of balance, which means they're low in minerals. If your pH is always slightly acidic, you can't go to balance too far as your blood goes, but you can do a pH test in the morning, and if you're below the 6.4, always in that yellow color with the very first urine of the morning, it shows that you don't have enough minerals. You don't have enough oxygen either, but the minerals are the big thing because minerals are needed for the integrity of skin, nails, and hair. And it's not just, like, there's just not one magic pill. You need all of the minerals, and you need your pH balance in order to produce good skin, nails, and hair. Cracks in the feet, I find, responsive, especially it's summer now, right, and people are in sandals. And they think it's because I've got sandals. Well, not really. It's because your pH is most likely off and your minerals are low. And if you balance those back out, you'll find that the integrity of your skin, well, it won't crack. Your hair won't split. Your nails won't split. Like, you'll have good, strong, healthy skin, nails, and hair. And what we're looking for, as you mentioned earlier, is the glow.
Mm-hmm.
Good, healthy skin glows. And it's wonderful when people say, when you hear, oh, I love how your skin glows. You know, it's always a good compliment to hear that.
And that's even in our 50s and 60s.
Yes.
So all the extra vitamin C. What do essential fatty acids have something to do with all this too, don't they?
Oh, my goodness, yes. So omega-3s. Especially, you know, which we find high in fish or omega-3 oils, where you get EPA and DHA, are especially helpful. You also find them in walnuts for people who are not eating fish, omega capsules, or the liquid oils. There's so many now great ways to take in these oils, and every skin cell, the membrane of it is made up of these oils. So if we don't have them in there, you really do notice it on the skin. And the brain and the eyes, you know, they're so important for so many areas. So the oils. Now, what I'd like to also mention is very important vitamin D, fat-soluble vitamins like vitamin D and vitamin E, and these omega-3 oils, all of this needs to be taken with a meal. Because if you want to absorb it, you need to have fat in your food to help you emulsify and bring all of these good nutrients in. So just make sure, you know, that if somebody's taking good oils, vitamin D, your fat-soluble vitamins, even your minerals in multis, they need to be taken with a meal.
So we need our macronutrients or our big foods to absorb our micronutrients.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially fat-soluble vitamins need fat in our food.
Okay. When we go to the external now, Rosemary, what is our environment and pollution? How does that play a role with our healthy hair and skin?
Very much so. Toxins either environmentally that we find in cities, you know, in our air quality or the water quality, and then also the type of products that we put on our skin, nails, and hair, you know, really important because a lot of people are really great in shopping at health food stores for their supplements and they want organic foods, but they forget about their cleaning products and their health and beauty products. To take a look at those, So I'm often doing trainings where I'm helping people understand the no-nos and the toxins that they really don't want to put on their regularly.
Okay, Rosemary, we're shopping for a shampoo. What are some words I don't want to see on the bottle?
Well, first of all, you don't want to see any type of sodium lauryl or lauris sulfate. Now, shampoos have changed a lot in the health industry. We find that if you shop for shampoos in a health food store and read the labels, nowadays you most likely will not find any sulfates. Sulfates are harsh chemicals. They're surfactants. They're cleaners. But they're harsh. They leave sulfuric acid in our water. They burn the eyes. They actually can form toxic chemicals that are carcinogenic. They're called nitrosamines. They combine with different amines and the sulfates are extremely dangerous to the skin using them. And we find them in our soaps, our liquid soaps, in our washing detergents, in our shampoos. Matter of fact, I'll just give some people a hint if they're interested in getting sodium lauryl sulfate out. Just read. It's usually the first or second ingredient on your list. And even the good cleaning products can have sulfates in them. Make sure that you check and no sulfates. One good brand that I know of is Nature Clean, which you probably carry in the Health First stores. And Nature Clean does not use sulfates. They use the same type of good surfactants that we use in shampoos at Prairie Natural.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Prairie was the very first company in Canada to have no sulfates in our shampoos.
And your shampoo must be at least 25 years old now.
Yeah, it was. And when we brought that on the market, people didn't even understand at that point. We did how important it was. No parabens, no sodium lauryl sulfate, no perfume. That's another one, is when they put perfumes. If you have a shampoo and you wash your hair and more than a couple of hours later it still smells, you've got perfumes in your product.
Okay. So are these sodium lauryl sulfate, would I find them also in like body lotions or any kind of makeup or anything, or it's just shampoo?
Anything that bubbles.
Anything that bubbles, so it might even be in my toothpaste.
Yes, could be in your toothpaste, the bubble bath, you know, anything that's used to, to clean. So, yeah, so it's good to check everything because... Mm-hmm. We're just way overexposed to the chemicals. And there's some wonderful health product shampoos now. And, you know, Prairie continues to make them cleaner and cleaner and remove the toxins that we discover as we do this, and put lots of nourishing herbs and emollients and coconut oil and argan oil, different, you know, healthy oils that we know moisturize and don't dry out our skin and our nails or hair. Right?
Mm-hmm. And do you have gluten-free as well, like wheat-free, gluten-free shampoos in the Prairie Naturals line?
Yes, a number of them are. If we're going to fortify with amino acids, we'll often use silk amino acids, so hydrolyzed proteins from silk can be used. We do have a few that have gluten in them, and most all of them are cruelty-free and non-GMO. And also, a lot of them some of them are vegan. And some of them are absolutely gluten-free. So it just depends on, you know, all of our Prairie names our shampoos are Prairie names. So when you have a multi-grain shampoo, you're going to have some amino acids from the grains in there.
Okay.
and other ones not. So, and it depends, you know, different shampoos do different things to the hair.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you have very fine and thinning hair, you would want to use goldenrod shampoo. And goldenrod, this shampoo volumizes, and so your hair becomes thicker, and you feel like you've got a lot more of it because it takes each hair shaft and makes it just a little puffier, you know, a little bit like a Pillsbury Doughboy. And then there are other shampoos when you have very thick and wiry hair that add protein in and can help moisturize and hydrate and make your hair fine and silky.
Yes, there's must be more than 10 different choices in the Prairie Natural shampoo and conditioner lines. So it's great to go into your natural health food stores and ask your health and beauty consultants there about the right shampoo for you. Rosemary, we're going to have to wrap this up. So I just wanted to thank you so much for all the information on healthy skin, hair, and nails. If we want more information, how do we get onto your website and get more information from you?
Well, actually, the best place would be prairienaturals.ca for more information on all the different shampoos and the uses for them. And if people want to get a hold of me, it's holistic-pharmacist.com, or you just put in Rosemary Pharmacist and I think I'll come up.
Okay, super. Thanks so much, Rosemary. It was great talking to you again.
Good to talk to you, Kathy. Okay. Take care.
Going to a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking to Lucy Sherratt.